Das Chazor sich nicht mehr gekriegt, so schwer, wenn wir hören, sagen, nach und darf, hoff, hey, sagt die Mishnah, if the Koimitz became tummy, making it possible to be offered, and the Koin still offered it, the Tzitz makes it accepted as a valid carbon. If the Koimitz was taken out of the Azara, making it possible to be offered, and the Koin still offered it, the Tzitz does not make it accepted as a kosher carbon. The reason for this distinction is, that Tzitz brings acceptance for the psul of tummy, but not for the psul of yoytze. Zoktimar Brisa says, the Pasuk says, Vinosa Aaron is Havoina Kadoshim. Which Aver is referred to in the Pasuk, which says that the Tzitz basically renders a Pasul carbon even kosher? Can't refer to Pigel, because the Pasuk regarding Pigel says, Lo Yechoshev, which teaches that it's always Pasul, it's absolutely Pasul. Can't refer to Noiser, because the Pasuk regarding Noiser says, Lo Yerotze, which he says, also absolutely Pasul. Rather, it has to refer to the Psul of Tuma, which we find is lenient in the sense that it's waived for a carbon sibber. Zera asked, maybe it refers to the psul of Yoytze, which we find is lenient in that it's waived for the carbon brought on Obama. And for the Gemara, Abaye said, the pasuk regarding Tzitz says the Fnei Hashem, which teaches that it brings acceptance for a psul that is done in the Mikdash. For that, Gemara, Abaye asked, maybe it refers to the psul of an avoided done with the left hand, which we find is lenient in that it's mutter during the avoidance of Yom Kippur. And for the Gemara, Abaye said, the pasuk refers to the psul as an avoyin, a sin. The avoid of using the left hand on Yom Kippur is actually the proper way to do the avoid. It's definitely not a sin. Another teretz, Rashi says, the pasuk says that the tzitz brings acceptance for the avoyin hakadoshim, the sin of the karbonus, which suggests it's not referring to the psul of the kayin, which is used in the left hand, would be a psul caused by the kayin, not an avoyin hakadoshim. For that, Gemara, Rav Simi, the son of Ravidi, said to Rav Ashi, maybe it refers to the psul of Baal Mum, which we find is lenient in that it's not a psul for bird kabanas. And for Tumar, Rav Ashi said, the psukim regarding a Baal Mum says, lo ye rotze, and ki lo ye rotze, and ye alochem, which teaches that there can be no acceptance of a Baal Mum. Zachmer Vaita Abraisa says, if blood became tummy and was then offered on the Mizbech, if it was done by Shoyegig, the carbon is accepted. If it was done by Mezid, the carbon is not accepted. This is for individual carbonas. With regard to the carbon sibber, it's accepted whether it was done by Shoyegig or by Mezid. With regard to the carbonas of Goyim, whether it was done by Shoyegig or by Mezid, it's not accepted. Furthermore, this seems to contradict another Braisa that says that the Tzitz brings acceptance for the blood, meat, or chelov of a carbon that became tummy and was offered, whether by Shoyegig, by Mezid, by Oinus, or by Rotzen, whether it's the carbon of an individual or of the sibber. After the Rabbi Yosef says the second Braisa follows the view of Rabbi Yosi, whereas the first Braisa follows the view of the Rabbanon from a Braisa. The Braisa says, one may not separate Truma from a tummy, from tummy produce for produce that is Tahar. If it was separated, then if it was done by Shoyegig, it's a good separation of Truma. But if it was done by Mezid, it's not a good separation. Rabbi Yosi says, whether it was done by Shoyegig or by Mezid, it's a valid separation of the Truma. We see the Rabbanon differentiate between Shoyegig and Mezid, whereas Rabbi Yosi does not. From this Braisa, we only find that Rabbi Yosi does not penalize one for doing an act by Mezid. It doesn't show that he holds that the Tzitz would bring acceptance for the meat that's eaten. In fact, the Braisa says Rabbi Yosi argues on Rabbi Yezer and holds that Tzitz does not bring acceptance for meat that's eaten. And tomorrow we have to reverse the views of this Braisa, so it's Rabbi Yezer who says that Tzitz does not bring acceptance for the meat that is eaten. In fact, the Gemara, Hashashas asked, how can you reverse the views? Another Braisa, which says that the Tzitz brings acceptance to the parts of the carbon that are eaten, also says that the Zrika is not effective for a carbon that has left the Azara. Now, this fact that the Zrika is not effective for a carbon that left the Azara is the view of Rabbi Eliezer, which means that the Braisa is his view, which also means that his view is that the Tzitz brings acceptance for parts of the carbon that are eaten. After the Gemara, rather, Rabbi Chista said, the second Braisa follows the view of Rabbi Eliezer, where the first Braisa follows the view of the Rabbanon. We only find that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Tzitz brings acceptance for the parts that are eaten. We don't find that he holds that he doesn't penalize someone for acting amazed. And for the Gemara, we don't find that because regarding Truma, he said that the Tommy Truma that was separated is a valid separation of Truma, whether it was done by Shoyegig or Mezid. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer only holds that way and doesn't penalize regarding Truma, which is lenient, but would not hold that way regarding Kachim, which is more Chumadik. And for the Gemara, if this is true, whose view would the Braisa follow? It must be that he does not differentiate between Truma and Kachim. Ravina said, the first Braisa is discussing the Zrika, and regarding that, there's a difference between Shoyegig and Mezid. The second Braisa is discussing the way in which the carbon became Tameh, and regarding that, there's no difference between Shoyegig and Mezid. Rav Shila said, the first Braisa is discussing the way in which the carbon became Tameh, and regarding that, there's a difference between Shoyegig and Mezid. The second Braisa is discussing the Zrika, and regarding that, there's no difference between Shoyegig and Mezid. For Ekmer, the second Braisa doesn't seem to be discussing Zrika at all. After tomorrow, we can explain the Braisa as referring to the Zrika. Fekmar Braisa says if blood became Tameh and was then used for Zrika, if it was on Beshoyeg, it's accepted. But if it was on Bemez, it is not accepted. This refutes what Rav Shila said. And for tomorrow, the Braisa should be understood as saying if blood became Tameh and was then used for Zrika, whether the Zrika was done Beshoyeg or Bemez, the halacha is if it became Tameh Beshoyeg, it's accepted. If it became Tameh Bemez, it is not accepted.